upon entering the house, the best way I could describe the sensation is you feel like you're underwater. There is your sense of overpressure in the ears, in the mandible area, mastoid region. And there's some parts of the house where it's very intense. The stairwell, some of the lower floors, some of the rooms, it literally feels like your entire nervous system is being affected.
And does it hit you right away?
Well, to me it did.
Yeah.
And what we learned subsequent to that, to my first visit, was there two more times for longer periods before we brought, one more time before we brought up any instrumentation. And the next time I was there for about 4 hours, and when I left and came home, that was one of the worst nights I've had in recent memory. Vivid, gruesome, vicious nightmares, which I'm certainly not accustomed to, and I couldn't sleep. It was like my body was in overdrive. About a week and a half later, we came up to the house with one of my colleague and other associates, and with a broad range of instruments, an AC magnetometer, a DC magnetometer, they're called tri-field meters, a geomagnetometer, an air ion counter, infrared laser thermometers.
What were you trying to look for, Barry?
Well, in all these cases, we try to look to see, first of all, to make sure that there isn't leakage of normal energies, electromagnetic energy, mm-hmm. in the house that might be causing some of these alleged experiences, because it's a well-known fact that low-power fields, if do induction, can actually do strange things to people, make them hear things,
sure.
and see things. Well, the AC magnetometer ruled that out really fast, because when you approach something with a power field, an AC power field, like an entertainment center, or a refrigerator, or a microwave oven, or an alarm clock, it will, or clock radio, I should say, you can detect the fields immediately as you back off, the energy drops to almost nothing. I have to be very honest and very straightforward. In my 36-year career of investigating now more than 4,000 cases, the readings that we got at David's house are the most unique and of any home. Plus, they're of an unprecedented nature. The average reading you should get for a home with a DC magnetometer,
with all the appliances and
right,
things that are in a house.
We know what those are. We don't walk around them because we know what we're going to be reading. We can
right.
test them out to make sure the machines work. We calibrate them that way. The average reading in his house was between low of about 8 to 12, high of almost 100 milligauss. Now, I've never seen anything like
yeah,
that.
That's
There's one exception. But the house is just incredible. The geomagnetometer was even more incredible. That measures the Earth's magnetic field. We walked around the house, and near the stairwell, the top, we got a reading of about 50-60% over normal. Normal would be anywhere from about 275 to 500 milligauss, which is what the Earth's field is, about average is about 500 milligauss. We get near that stairwell on the top, felt the tingling in the back of my neck, my stomach started wrenching, and we went up to 500, 600, 700 milligauss. And we walked down the stairs, the reading stayed high. At the bottom of the stairwell, we got over a gauss. That's more than double the strength of the Earth's magnetic field.
Now, with these readings, though, so out of whack, I mean, at that point, were you able to draw any specific conclusions?
Well, no, there's more.
All right.
Charting the house, different rooms, some rooms were greater than others. We finally walked back to the front door of the house, and as we approach it, the digital readout on the geomagnetometer keeps dropping. The same thing on the DC magnetometer keeps dropping and dropping. At the front door, both fields they null out, meaning they go to zero, and we get a polarity reversal. Goes negative more than 160 points.
Now that's weird.
I've never
just
seen that
complete sway.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, I can't say extraordinary. This is unheard of. But we're not done.
And the compass, yes.
I was up there a couple of days ago for a meeting, and I didn't bring the suite of instruments because my colleague had them. But I thought, let's bring a compass, a surveyor's compass, and see what the compass reads.
Sure.
Because, it's a very simple device. You know the needle always points north. Get out of my car, walk up to the front door, and instead of the needle pointing north, it pointed into David's house. I go in the house, every location, it pointed anywhere from 15 to 180 degrees deflection from north. On the stairwell, it was about 60, as I'm walking down the three-story stairwell, the compass starts to madly spin counterclockwise.
Now, you're watching all this.
Yeah, and I'm just amazed.
I've never seen anything like this.
Never. I mean, other than in a bad science fiction movie or reading about it with regard to cases of UFOs, this house is putting out a field far stronger than the Earth's magnetic field, and it is what we call a magnetic anomaly.
Now, at that point, Barry, are you saying, you know, this house is built on some kind of strange area of this planet where it's receiving all this energy?
Well, that's what we'd assume. However, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, according to local geologists, of whom I've spoken to several in the last 10 days, they all assure me that the Santa Monica mountain range, where this area is a relatively recent geological formation. And they all say that there are no iron deposits there. There are no magnetite deposits there, no lodestones, nothing that could account for this anomaly. Now, if that isn't incredible enough, if you take the instruments out in front of David's house on the street, they're still reading, instead of 1.5 to 2 milligauss, anywhere from 15 to 100.
Now, what if you walk down a house or two?
Well, we will in the future, as time permits, be what they call contour mapping the whole area to see how far this field extends. Because, there's two places on the West Coast called magnetic anomalies. One is in Santa Cruz called the Mystery Spot, and it has very unusual electromagnetic and gravitational forces at work. Another one near Grants Pass in Oregon, near the California border.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And that's called the Oregon Vortex, and that's even more profound in terms of its reaction. I have a feeling that we're sitting on the third one.
Great.
Now, we have to understand that before you get to the paranormal phenomena here, these fields can wreak havoc on human physiology. All of our physiological rhythms, cardiovascular, respiratory, immune system, circadian, all the rhythms that we have and we evolved into are cued from the Earth's magnetic field.
That's true, I believe.
If the field is, let's say, skewed, if it's aberrant in some fashion, the frequency shifts, the polarity shifts, the amplitude shifts, that by and large must have an effect on human physiology. And what we've discovered is a number of people, including myself, who've been at that house for more than a few hours, they all seem to feel it. My associate, Barry Conrad, who's a DP, and he's been on many hundreds of cases with me, the last time he was there, he nor his girlfriend, neither of them, slept well that night, and they both had nightmares, suggesting, again, this thing can play havoc with our bodies.